Dance to the music. Lots to celebrate from that victory. A miracle at Mosaic Saturday night. Riders going to the Grey Cup. I'll get to that in a moment here on a Monday, November the 10th. That perhaps could be a little quieter on the drive to work this morning. There's no school. Students are off today and tomorrow for Remembrance Day. And a lot of people I spoke with over the weekend seem to be leaning towards taking today off too. Some for childcare reasons, maybe working from home a little bit too. Others just thought, may as well take it off. Tuesday's a stat. And hopefully everyone turns up for the Remembrance Day services tomorrow too. There's the Royal Canadian Legion, Regina Branch number 1, hosting a ceremony at the Brandt with doors opening at 9 and a ceremony at 10:30. And that always includes laying the memorial wreaths and usually wraps up at noon. There's also an outdoor service at the Cenotaph War Memorial in Victoria Park. That's 10:30 tomorrow morning. And another at 10:30, a ceremony taking place at the Saskatchewan War Memorial, located on the grounds next to the ledge there, too. And I hear the Riverside Memorial Park Cemetery, Regina Cemetery, both plan to open up at 8 a.m. tomorrow for those wanting to visit loved ones. City Transit is going to be on the holiday schedule tomorrow. But yes, some of the other headlines we're monitoring this morning. 11th Avenue is set to open up in downtown Regina today. Those of you who are working downtown, rejoicing over that one after finishing this year's portion of the revitalization project. There are some wider sidewalks now, smoother roads, and I'm sure a lot of business owners are grateful that it's come to an end for now, because some temporary road and sidewalk patchwork was necessary. It doesn't look too pretty, but they needed to just kind of patch it up to get through the winter, and work is going to resume in the spring too. And Dewdney Avenue between Albert and Broad, not open yet. Mayor Chad Bashinsky told me last week
that one is going to be closer to the kind of mid-end of November here. There's a little bit of work with the rails, the rail crossing there. So once that's done, that will also be ready to open for everybody.
A little ways to go there yet. But 11th Avenue is open this morning. And yeah, what a miracle Saturday night. The Riders are going to the Cup. What a heart stopper.
Harris, end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Tommy Neal. Yeah. 11 seconds to go.
Roddy took a little while to call it a touchdown there, as we all wondered, is that an actual catch? What a drama-filled game. It ended with that game-winning drive, thankfully erasing the debate that would have come over the decision to kick a field goal from the 5-yard line. But man, before getting across that finish line to end the game, there were so many drama-filled moments, right? Like Marcus Sales snagging that bobbled ball for the interception. Then there was that moment when Nathan Rourke was acting like Houdini, 2nd and 9, evading our defense, tossing it ahead for the first down. And whew, our massive defense there playing a role in a big way.
The Alouettes are going. Who will join them? BC in the driver's seat. Rourke takes off. No! Stopped! And Mesa's defense does its job again.
Yeah, not once but twice. And of course, 11 seconds left.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Tommy Neal! 11 seconds to go!
Saskatchewan goes up 24-21, but hey, wait, there's still a few seconds left on the clock again, and
5 seconds to go in this West final. Rourke throws it back. This is the last play as they throw it around. Andrew Pearson had it, and he kicked it. And that's it! That's it! It's Saskatchewan's time! After a 5-year run by the Bombers, the West has a new best. The Saskatchewan Roughriders going to the Grey Cup for the first time in 12 years.
Honestly, the West and East final were just amazing finishes. Of course, with Harris throwing that game-winning touchdown, 11 seconds left. And if you missed the East final there, Montreal won it on a 45-yard field goal, beating Hamilton 19-16. Bo Levi not meeting the Saskatchewan Roughriders, but Davis Alexander is from Montreal quarterback. He was hobbling, though, from a hamstring injury. He got hurt again. in that victory for them, and he was asked about it immediately after the game.
How much time are you going to take on that hamstring? I imagine you'll be off your feet for a little bit now.
There is no doubt you will see me next week.
No doubt you will see me. But will he play? Chances are he's going to do nothing but rehab all week. He won't be practicing. He's going to rehab all week. He's a mobile quarterback. A lot like Rourke in that instance, the way Rourke was rolling out constantly on the weekend, given our defense fits. But it's going to be interesting. This is going to be a major storyline leading to the Grey Cup with Alexander Hoblin. And who knows? If he can't play, might we see McLeod Bethel Thompson take over on Sunday? Alexander's health is going to be the storyline. It's going to be a fun week as the Saskatchewan Roughriders ahead to the Grey Cup. And Belton Johnson, our Green Zone analyst, Grey Cup champ himself, will discuss this game a little further with me in just a second.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Yeah.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey. What a game. Absolutely terrific finish.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Tommy Neal! 11 seconds to go!
They held on. Rider fans of all ages felt that one Saturday listening to the post-game show of the Green Zone fans. You know, it was a hard stopper for
probably everyone. The best night I've ever had as a Rider fan in a very, very long time.
Well, I'm really happy they won. When the moment shines, the brightest you will perform.
Oh, I still am out of breath from that ending.
They finally let the dogs out. I knew that the team was going to fight hard till the end.
My heart's just pounding.
I'm still trying to catch my breath after an incredible game.
I'm so glad my heart rate has finally come down.
Just a sampling of the post-game callers with Belton and the boys, Belton Johnson, joining me now. And even you, when you started the show, you were still coming down. Your heart was still racing.
Oh, man, Greg, I was sweating, the heart racing, trembling, shaking, and what a game by the Riders, man. Oh. That was a masterpiece.
Let's just say it. The fans get a little credit to that. Sticking it out in the cold, man, it was electric in that building, wasn't it?
Oh, it absolutely was. You know, sticking it out in the cold air and the noise, everything. It was just a great atmosphere to be around and everything. And, again, they capped it off with that win, Greg.
Let's just ignore the first half and focus on the second half. Because let's face it, both games, East and West, the first halves were pretty dull. But I don't know. Where do you begin with Neal with a game-winning touchdown catch, playing hero for us all? But what did you think of the performances of our other receivers, like Shake and Bake, Amelis, Dante Myers? Like, it was a good game for all.
It was a good game for all. And, you know, don't forget about AJ. I know he had the fumble there and everything, but, you know, he was pounding it on the ground there. The O-line, they had a great game. I don't think a sack was given up at all, right? And as you state, I really think it was the last, what, minute 40 or something there, right? The decisions made. Just, I'm sitting there like, what is this man doing and thinking?
No kidding. And great of you to point out, Ulad. I was going to get to that. One fumble, but we can overlook that. 17 carries, 113 yards. I got to ask you, Belton, if you were at all surprised when they didn't at least hand him the ball for, you know, at least one attempt when they were so close in the end zone before that field goal kick. You know, to toss it every time, I was like, hand the ball to him. Were you frustrated there?
I was screaming. Hand the ball, thinking he would get it, right? They were at the 5-yard line.
Yes.
And two passes, I'm like, what are you doing? And then when they kicked the field goal, I'm like, I just sat down.
Oh, man. It was just like everyone was standing, watching at home, watching in person, could not believe with the arm to our quarterbacks, though, we're quelled. Coach Mace, you got to hand it to him. I guess that's why he's coach of the year, huh?
That's right, man. And just, again, the decisions made, and it worked out very well because, again, to me, you know, that last drive there, you know, was, I think it was about a minute left, and, you know, the completions made. Dante Myers, you know, you mentioned receive. That catch, he had to turn his body around to catch that ball. It was slightly thrown behind him to get them down to, what, the 2 or 3 yard line. And then the next play was kneeled, of course, right? And then I was waiting on the freaking guard center. That's what I was waiting on too, Greg.
They were on our side for a change. I heard you guys on the game, Green Zone, after it. And they were on our side. About that, I'm out of time, but we're going to the cup, baby.
We're going, Greg. Have a good one.
One of the songs always fires her up at a sporting event, AC/DC, and we're still fired up this morning. Just as quarterback Trevor Harris was before the big game on the weekend.
We're the big dogs.
And the Riders indeed proved they were. They won the West.
Harris, end zone! Touchdown! Touchdown, Tommy Neal! 11 seconds to go!
And they held on, and now the last time we saw the Riders Alouettes in the Grey Cup was 2010. You remember that year?
Sidney Crosby, the golden goal!
Yeah, it was the year of the golden goal, and Canada, the Winter Olympics, with 14 gold medals, including the magical gold moment there you just heard. And, of course, the other miracle moment from 2010, when you reflect, is July 1st, that year when the Riders made a massive comeback to defeat the Alouettes 54-51. In double overtime, a game that was a rematch of the 09 Grey Cup, and I'll never forget that overtime play. Double D, Darian Durant in double overtime, finding Weston Dressler for the game-winning touchdown. And now we're headed for what we can only hope is another classic, only this time the Grey Cup's in Winnipeg. Sunday, 39-year-old Trevor Harris taking on 27-year-old Davis Alexander. So we got a fresh matchup of quarterbacks, because the Alouettes started McLeod Bethel-Thompson both times against the Riders during the regular season. So our first time facing Alexander, who in victory on the weekend against the Ticats appeared to hurt his hamstring again. So that'll be one of the storylines. He was hobbling. But it'll be interesting to see and hear, too, how the teams chirp at one another leading up to this game, because Trevor Harris, prior to the Lions game, came off rather confident.
I'm not here to talk about Nathan Rourke. I think it's our time.
And that quote clearly became a Lions locker room quote, because it had to be pinned on the wall. When Rourke and the Lions took the lead Saturday night and cameras caught him saying,
"Let's go! Let's go! Come on! Come on! It's our time! It's our time!
Oh, man, when I heard him say that and where we were at that point in the game, I was starting to sink a little, but they found a way, and the rest is history. And now we're off to the Cup. And Coach Mace, after the game in the locker room, addressed the club, saying the mission is not complete.
Well, I appreciate everybody. Let's enjoy this. But tomorrow, the work continues. We just gave ourselves the opportunity to achieve what we set out to achieve. There's still work to be done, fellas. So proud of you guys, though, man. Yeah. That was beautiful. Excellent job.
There was plenty of other football action besides that West final, but sadly, the Rams blew it at the Hardy Cup.
What a game. They've served notice across the country. Beware of the dogs. These dogs, the Saskatchewan Huskies, are your 2025 Hardy Cup champions.
Heartbreak with the Vanier Cup at our own backyard for Rams fans. And yeah, at the end of the third, the Rams were up 24-9, but the Huskies scored 16 unanswered points in that final quarter and completed the comeback, winning with a field goal, only 27 seconds left on the clock. 25-24 the final. Too bad for the Rams, because there are something like 11 players in their final year of eligibility, and now their university playing days are over too, and it's too bad, but wish the Huskies well. Kinda, sorta, because if they do make it to the Vanier Cup in Regina on the 22nd, certainly would be a lot of people making the trek on Highway 11. 5A High School Football Provincial Championships. Moose Jaw Central defeated Regina Johnson to capture their first football title since 03. And in the 6A High School Football Provincial Championships, I was hoping for Miller, but no. Saskatoon Holy Cross got their number, 21-16, the final there. So that wraps up football, even volleyball season now on the high school level. They're moving on to hockey, curling, and basketball. Speaking of hockey, really quick, Sunday the NHL briefly had a new scoring leader.
Scores! Connor Bedard! Oh, my goodness. What a shot by number 98 to make it 1-0 Hawks 59 seconds into the game.
Yeah, Bedard lit the lamp twice yesterday for the Hawks, 3 points in all, and he was actually top of the leaderboard with 25 points till last night. Yeah, by the evening, He sat 4 points back of the Avalanche's Nathan MacKinnon, who, in his victory over the Canucks last night, snagged 2 goals, 3 assists. He's the points leader. But, man, Connor Bedard is making it clear that Team Canada, you got a few precious empty roster spots available. He wants one. And if you're an Oilers fan, tonight, the Columbus Blue Jackets, if they don't respond better than they did Saturday against the Avalanche, fans are going to go bananas. Colorado beat the Oil 9-1 Saturday night. Stuart Skinner was pulled for the fourth time since the start of the new season. Some fans were joking, and I'll read one here. My concern is that the other teams have all figured out Skinner's weakness. Goaltending. And Coach Knobloch was asked this about Skinner yesterday.
Is this team losing some belief here when it comes to the goaltending situation?
I don't believe so.
What a dramatic pause there. If we could try like we tried before, would you keep on telling me those lies? Telling me my love. No school today. It's an extra long weekend for students and maybe a lot of moms and dads, too, who are juggling childcare and choosing to stay home today. So with all of that, let's not lose sight nor let the meaning of Tuesday slip away, because the fact is, in 1918, World War I ended on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, and it was called the War to End All Wars. But that just wasn't true. Many wars would follow. And today, worldwide peace still feels like a dream we keep reaching for. Yet in this country, brave men and women continue to stand on guard for you and for me. And I admire their courage, choosing to represent and fight for us, often in dangerous, life-threatening situations. My family and I, eternally grateful for them. It's why we wear poppies. We thank those who came before, for those who serve now, for keeping our freedom alive, and for stopping anyone who would try to take it away, because we are here, you and I, free to speak as we do now, because of them. Alive, free, because so many gave their lives so we could say these words without fear or silence. So this Remembrance Day, pause and think of those brave men and women who gave everything.
There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
We don't owe them all, but we owe them all. I'm always moved whenever I see a veteran kneel before the cenotaph in Victoria Park, or struggle to hold back tears in an interview as they talk about what they saw, what they lost, who they fought beside. Because every veteran shares that same story, right? The incredible bond with the person next to them. Not just fighting for their country, but fighting for one another. So let's remember the importance of wearing a poppy. Let's also remember to pause on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. It never feels like enough, really, does it? To pause only once a year? When every day somewhere a brother, sister, mother, or father worries for the safety of someone serving right now. To all who stand on guard for me, for you, I just want to say thank you.